Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight we have our author feature spotlight with Linda Watley. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You have a new novel out called Unfathomable Love. And it's a part of your book and it's part of your Love and Redemption series. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Unfathomable Love came after Charge of an Angel. And it's a series that deals with a little girl named Leona. And that's who's on the front cover, still continuing being the Charge of an Angel. And she grows up in a family that has a strange way of showing love. And as she grows up, she starts seeing that her childhood has an impact on how she faces her relationships, which she goes into with Unfathomable Love. She starts learning how to interact with the male figures in the military because she joins the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a free person. She could put behind her the child she was and become a young adult. And her journey really shows people the impact the choices that their parents make have on a child's life. And not only would you see where it affected her, you'll see where it affected her brothers as well.
Okay. Okay. So like a domino effect, just about.
Right.
Just about. Okay. So how did you come up with that title for this series, for the second book in the series?
Well, it's really because she's in a situation where she's in the military. When you're in the military, a woman goes to the military, she's always outnumbered as far as male and female. So she meets, you know, several men while she's in the service, and like she's having a hard time comprehending their love because of the love she experienced as a child. But yet at the same time, when you're reading the book, you're fascinated with the purity of their love, at least appearance of purity in their love and how they care about her. It's like incomprehensible love. It's like it could kill you or it can lift you up. It can go either way. And you have to kind of like read it to find out what actually happens. But that's why I, you know, pretty much use that title.
Okay. So is there a hidden message in this story that you want the readers to walk away with?
Yeah, I want them to understand that, you know, you don't, when you meet someone, you really don't know that person. That it takes time to know that person. You can't just assume because you have good feelings that it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's important to understand when you say I love you and somebody else say I love you, it can have two totally different meanings.
That agape love or that lust love.
Or some other kind of love.
Right. Right. So what's next for you? What's coming up down the pipeline for you next?
Well, the next book to the series is called Our Love. That's when she goes more into her adulthood and she becomes a wife or whatever. I'm not going to really say a whole lot if she even makes it that far. But it deals with her being lifted up by God. Actually, the last book deals with her being lifted up by God after experiencing her childhood love and the love of strangers.
And
then she actually comes to the realization how much God has loved her even through dysfunction.
Okay, I like that. So what inspires you to write?
And that's another thing. I never imagined really being an author, but if something comes into me, I'm going to release it. Just like when I talk, it's like I'm going to release it. And it'd be new to me just as much as it is to the readers. It's just that new to me. And so even today, if I go back and read any of my books, I'm fascinated that I put it together. So I just feel like mine's just like, I feel like I'm a messenger more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, it's like the Bible turned out to be a book. You know, God uses vessels to get to his people. And I feel like my writing is really about getting to God's people because he wants them at a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So I write because I feel like it's my purpose.
Okay. All right now. That's what I'm talking about. So how can our audience and listeners learn more about you and find you on social media?
I have a beautiful website, LyndaDianeWatley.com. And if they're interested in any of my books, I have my website set up, too, on Author Central on Amazon. All my books are there also. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And your social media channel, if they want to follow you on social media, what's your, what are your handles?
Oh, you got me. Okay, on Twitter, I'm at Universal Love, Twitter. Facebook, I have Linda Diane Watley on Facebook, and I also have Linda D. Watley on Facebook. Instagram is Linda Watley, just Linda Watley.
Okay. Okay. Well, there you all have it. And be sure to pick up her latest novel, Unfathomable Love. If you don't have the first one, so that you can be able to follow along with the series, get the first novel as well. Linda, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I appreciate you, and I look forward to hearing more from you.
I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, now. All right, everybody, that's our show for tonight. Have a blessed evening and be safe.
Take care.
All right, now.